With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I still need to mow the lawn one more time, I think.
Dan Turner joking as he headed for the train here in Hinsdale, bundled up and wearing rubber boots as well, on a day when the normal temperature high is 50 degrees. Gene Dugan and Patty Vonderhyde were out for their morning walk.
We've done it for over 20 years at 5:15 every day.
Doesn't matter the weather.
No, it doesn't matter the weather.
That's I think good. 20 below is our absolute, no, we can't go out, it's not safe, but, you know. Yeah.
9 above, no big deal.
Right, not at all, not for us.
An example of how in stride people take this cold weather, as I was taking pictures of bundled up people waiting for a train, one woman asked if I was from out of town. Terrence Russell was covered so that only his eyes were visible.
It's part of living here.
Just get used to it.
Just get used to it, yes.
Whenever it comes, is that kind of the idea?
Pretty much. You just have to be prepared.
Russell's wife, Diane, was not happy about the early bitter cold, and with good reason.
It stinks.
Yeah, you don't like this, huh?
No, I don't. I want the warmer weather. I've got arthritis, and this is horrible for me.
Betsy Ellman had no choice but to go out into the frigid elements. Her blonde golden retriever had to be walked.
My face is cold and was not happy about the temperature when I looked this morning when I got up.
Alex Miller was feeling the weather, but not feeling it, if you catch my drift.
Oh, it's not fun at all.
You weren't looking forward to this?
No, I almost slipped in the parking lot.
As for how handy winter clothes were for her...
Chicago, you never really put it away, do you? It's never too far out of reach, so it was ready.
Burke Fusel has no issue with the frigid temps.
This don't bother me. I'm used to it. I live in Chicago all my life.
Mario Bernardi.
What are you going to do? That's the way it goes, right? Chicago. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. It'll be warm next week.
In Hinsdale, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.